بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نور على نور. Light upon light is how one can describe these final two nights of Ramadan, in which we affirm our allegiance to God and ask Him to grant heaven for our dead, healing for our sick, guidance for our youth, justice for our oppressed, and happiness for our loved ones. On this day, we also renew and affirm our allegiance to the universal call of the Quran. We have sent you for nothing but mercy to the worlds. We do this in full awareness that we Muslims are the only bridge between an enormous message delivered to an illiterate prophet 1400 years ago and a universe that desperately needs it today. Over the span of 9 surahs in chapter 28, the Quran fine-tunes our morality, finessing both our ethics in behavior as well as our social and political intelligence. It demands respect for women's rights, particularly in marriage, handles interfaith relations in peace, war, and peace treaties, calls for Muslims to walk the talk and reflect their faith in action. Also in this chapter, God promises triumph for the truly faithful, even if they are poor in number, wealth, or equipment. He alerts us to hypocrisy and how to handle it in Surah Al-Munafiqun, and reminds us of how people can be so different in their degrees of faith, morals, and intentions within the same religion and even within the same family, both of which can be very testing. The Quran singles out the value of congregational prayer by giving it its own Surah Al-Jum'ah. These are all valuable lessons to maintain after Ramadan, especially that we live in the midst of a global epidemic of hatred, fear, and cheapening of human life. As we bid farewell to Ramadan, let us remember the healing power of fasting that quietens both the physical and emotional inflammation within and around us. There is a spiritual depth and height which we attain every Ramadan that is enormously uplifting. And with every mountaintop we reach, we find more to climb. Life shrinks to its proper dimension, and a magical power of divine love prevails. It is rather sad to have to say goodbye to all this, to Ramadan, the generous host that allowed us to be the guests of God and His open gates of heaven. How I wish we could stay together in its magical sphere of prayer, Quran, and community forever. Yet every end brings a new beginning, a new spiritual year. So as we turn off the lanterns of Ramadan, how can we keep its flame alive? The gathering, Surah Al-Hashr, offers one venue. لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. To God alone are the beautiful names, the attributes of perfection. We know there are at least 99 of these divine names and qualities. Examples being Ya Rahman, O most compassionate. Ya Rahim, utterly merciful. Ya Karim, infinitely generous. Ya Wadud, perfection of love. We get to know God and become closer to Him as we repeatedly call on Him with these names and contemplate over their meaning, hoping they will eventually grow on us with time. Someone once asked, "What is spirituality in Islam?" And the answer was, "To be dressed in the qualities of God, which are His names." So we do need to cultivate God's beauty and mercy and generosity and love within us. Remembering the Quranic verse, وَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا, God has blown into man from His spirit. And remembering the Prophet's teaching that real jihad is the inner one of self-purification. I think of it as removing all the weeds from this divinely perfect garden that resides in each of us. Rituals are only vehicles. Fasting and prayers are just containers, useless if empty, harmful if filled with negativity. So let us fill our prayers with divine connection and meaning in every word we utter. And let us use the positive energy that fasting has generated to fuel our spiritual muscles and empower them to work to their highest potential until the dawn of our next Ramadan. In line with our mission, wherever we go from here, let us choose a path of mercy. Shed away those heavy shields of judgment. Leave behind all the battles of darkness and love each other through God so that we can contain and reflect His light. Thank you.